the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Founding of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
We have been praying for the week, so we continue to pray today. We're closing, we're stopping after today. I just want to remind us of some few occasions when the church was at prayer. The church was constantly at prayers. If you look at the book of Acts, the church was constantly at prayers. Prayers were not limited to when the church called for prayers. The Bible will have us understand that daily in the temple and from house to house, they ceased not to do some things. And one of the things they did more than any other thing was that they prayed. They prayed. And I'm so grateful to God for His mercies. That when it begins to get tough, He raises a standard and He gets us praying again. Not that He hasn't been trying to get us to pray, but usually it's when we have trouble that we remember God. We give God the glory for His mercies. So first I want to remind us of Acts in chapter 4. Remember when they were threatened? They were threatened only because they were preaching Jesus. And those who threatened them did it because they thought it was a competition. They thought it would reduce their own popularity. They thought they were pushing the popularity of Jesus, and in no time Jesus would take over. So they were doing everything they could to stop the spread and the popularity of this man Jesus. Some things had happened before here because they were going for prayers. Again, it was prayers, remember, in Acts chapter 3. And then, of course, it was John and Peter, entering the temple at the beautiful gate. Somebody's life will change to be beautiful from today in the name of Jesus. Although God has always made your life beautiful, but the challenges of life has made you forgotten that you have a beautiful life. You will rediscover it again. In the name of Jesus. I say you will rediscover it. No, that amen didn't come from there at all. And I say amen to myself too. Amen. 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 Glory be to God in the highest. So it was at the beautiful gate. And like I've had many preachers preach, I said, can you imagine in a beautiful place, there was such a serious situation, a trying situation, a sad situation, a man that was born impotent. And so all he went to do at the beautiful gate, the only beauty of the gate for him was that men would give alms. So he would sit down. Until anybody comes to pick him up, he was going nowhere, even to use the loo. But little did he know that from that day, he would begin to do things fully again. I'm here to tell someone in the name of Jesus, see, this week is not ordinary. No, I'm not just saying it because I'm looking for words to say, God have mercy. From the day we announced the prayer meeting, it was fight to finish. But they are finished. In the name of Jesus. They have finished themselves. Glory be to God in the highest. We give Him praise. This week, by this coming Sunday, you'll be ready to testify. In the name of Jesus. Because He's alive and well. And so that was the situation with the man in Acts chapter 3. Until these two who were going to prayers, so it would look like a ritual, because for the average Israelite, it had become a ritual. But there will be many that will never allow it to be a ritual. Just like coming to church on Sunday is a ritual for many of us. But some of us know allow it to be. We know it will always be an encounter with Jesus. It will always be an encounter with the Holy Spirit. So no matter how common it is, no matter how common everybody takes it, I feel the fire. There's somebody here. It's a new beginning for you. In the name of Jesus. Because you just finished settling it with God that from today, my coming to church, my praying will not be ordinary again. You just finished saying it and I started talking. But for many, it's a ritual, but for some, it will never be. And I'm believing God for me and for you that Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and that time of fellowship together will never be ordinary again. You know, when people make it ordinary, they despise the things of God. They don't even know that they are doing havoc to themselves. So for you and I, it will never be ordinary again. So that day, they were just passing through. And the Holy Ghost directed them. You say, why did you say that? Who else could have directed them? Was that the first time they were going to the temple? Was that the first time John and Peter were going to the... No. They had gone to the temple several times, even with Jesus. But that was the Holy Ghost day. I came today in the name of Jesus. Concluded that many will live here with a new revelation of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. So they went there and he saw them approaching him. He thought, thank God, somebody will give me money. You get more than you expect. In the name of Jesus. I will get more than I expect in Jesus' name. Please don't forget, what man cannot offer, where man cannot help, help has come. In the name of Jesus. See, I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Your testimony will shake the world. My testimony will shake the world. In the name of Jesus. And so he was expecting that they would give him money. They were led to give him something. But they could only give what they had. They didn't have money. But they had more than money. They said, silver and gold. We don't have. So why are you coming as though you're coming to make me the richest man in Jerusalem? The man was looking. He said, silver and gold we don't have. But such as we have, we want to give you. Wow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. Wow. I've never risen up before in my life. Many like me have lived and died that way. You are here to give me what no man can give me. Let me say it again. What the Lord wants to do for you today, no man can do it. Your amen is not strong enough. I say amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. So when they say, such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. That was what he had never done in his life, and he will probably never do. Rise up and walk. Are they speaking Greek? Do you know who you are talking to? You don't know me. We are led to you. Yeah. While he was still thinking, they held his hand and pulled him up. It is said to, that's why we pronounced it. So your fear and your doubt will not stop us. Let me say to someone here, the doubt and the criticism and the fear of people will not stop you. They won't stop me. In the name of Jesus. Otherwise, how will my situation become a mystery to them? How? And at that point, when they pulled him up, he jumped. Whoa! He jumped. He ran. Huh? Then people started gathering. But remember, they were going to pray. They still went on to pray. Well, that prayer meeting was extra. He brought thousands to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was this that caused the indignation of the powers that be. They threw them into prisons. And the angel of the Lord went and opened the prison and said to them, go out and preach all the words of this life. When those who locked them up gathered for a meeting to bring them out to torture, they were shocked. They were told, the people you locked up are no longer locked up. They are free people preaching the same Jesus everywhere. What? They quickly carried out some investigation. They saw nobody did it. I'm telling someone here in the name of Jesus. Those who gathered together against me, apart from the fact that they are in for big surprises, their repentance will restore them. But if they don't repent, what they wish you will happen to them. Let me say it again. What they wish me will happen to them. In the name of Jesus. So they became a bit afraid. Can I say this to someone here? You have no reason to be afraid of anybody. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. What if God does not save you? Then let him take me. As long as he is the one. What does it matter? I would not want God not to save me and lead me to the hands of the devil. But he will save! So, they got them and they warned them. Now they were scared how to handle them. We're going to pray now. I'm watching the time. Now they won't lock them anymore. You know why? Because if they lock them up, they will come out. If they lock them up, put them in the best confinement, they will come out. So that will not work anymore. So all the tricks of the devil over your life will not work anymore. In the name of Jesus, I say it will not work anymore. Somebody shout Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So that was why they let them go. It wasn't because they were kind. They didn't know how to handle them anymore. They now flogged them and threatened them and said, don't you ever. So they left. And that's how we got into chapter 4. The Bible now says, let's read. Chapter 4 from verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Can I advise you? It's not everybody that you talk to about your situation. Sometimes you make it worse. They didn't like you in the first place. And now you are running to them to say, please, I have a problem. They will go home to celebrate and serve their wicked God, thinking that their God has been successful in nailing you. It's not everybody. They went to their own companions. And then they told them, your companion is the one that will take you to the, bring you straight before the Holy Spirit. Your companion is one that would open the word of God to you and begin to declare the word. I'm not talking of fake prayers. There are some fake prayers. They'll pray and pray and pray. I'm talking of genuine prayers. They'll pray these kind of local prayers you think they're heaven before. It's a lie. They're the same one who are the heads of occultic groups. Verse 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord. Everybody was in agreement. Now you can see that what was happening here was what Jesus said. If two or three of you shall agree concerning touching a thing here on earth, it shall be done for you of our Father who is in heaven. They were in agreement. Not that some thought that they were smarter than the whole house. So you don't tell everything to everybody. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the heathen rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly, against your only servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. So sometimes when it looks like the wicked is prevailing, it's not because they are powerful, it's because God will allow that to happen for a purpose. Did you hear that? Did you read that? You hear that? Yes, they killed Jesus, they killed Jesus. But Jesus said, nobody killed me. I laid down my life, and when it was time, I took it up again. But glibly we say, they killed him, the wicked people, with a wicked hand, they killed him. That's okay, it's another way of just expressing that he was killed. But he laid down his life. Now, Lord, verse 29, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness, specific, they may speak your words by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of Jesus. Through the name of your servant, Jesus. 31. And when they had prayed, this is interesting. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Come on, church. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I stop there. So we're going to pray. One question I want to ask is this. How did God answer them? They had a petition. Can you just quickly tell me the petition? They had a petition they took before God. What was it? Yes, they're asking. Why were they asking for boldness? Sorry? Why did they even get to asking for boldness in the first place? They were threatened. They were told never. So they were threatened. So they went to the Lord in prayers, in one accord. And after they had prayed, the place where they gathered shook. And everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak the word with boldness, which was what they prayed for. We are going to pray. Every time we see the church at prayers, the Holy Ghost appears. And if directly they don't say the Holy Ghost is here, an angel of the Lord came and did something. Every time the church is at prayer, the Holy Ghost moves. He's going to move today. Shall we rise? Hallelujah. First of all, I want you to thank God for your life. If you believe God has done anything for you that was praising Him and thanking Him, go ahead. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Don't manage for God, please. Let your thanksgiving be free. Let it be copious. Let it be plenty. If indeed God has done anything good for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this church. Thank you for these men and women. Thank you for these boys and girls. Thank you, Lord, for our gathering together, our oneness, our unity. Father, we don't take it for granted. We thank you for it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, thank God. Get free as you pray. If you feel trapped in the where you are sitting, get out on the aisle and feel free. Move around. I am grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for all our pastors. Their wives, their husbands, their children. Hallelujah. Some people like the pastors, they don't like their children. God bless you. Thank God for all our pastors. Thank God for their wives and husbands. Thank God for their children. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you honor. I worship you. I bless you. I magnify your name. Thank God for the young men. Thank God for the old men. Thank God for the young women, the old women. Hallelujah. The singles, the married. Come on, thank God for them. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. For our youth, come on, thank God for them. Glory be to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you as a church. We thank you for what you continue to do. Some things we don't even know, but you keep doing. Blessing us beyond our imaginations. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank God for the oneness of the spirit that we enjoy in this church. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you observe, it was the Holy Ghost that announced that God was there. They were praying. Suddenly there was a shaking. I want you to concentrate on the Holy Spirit now. Thank God for His ministry. And where you have neglected Him, where I have neglected Him, I want to talk to God and have mercy. Help me. Henceforth, I will never, in the name of Jesus. You'll be surprised that it will be the greatest answer to prayer that you'll ever experience in your life. I feel the fire. I'm telling you. We are human, so we run into problems. That's why He's given us the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will prove Himself to you today. Prove Himself in an unusual manner to me today. Why don't you go ahead and just talk to God about the Holy Spirit? And thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And all these years that I've just neglected Him and I've done things for myself, I'm sorry. I will never do that again. By the help of His Spirit, I will never do that again. Holy Spirit. Karina Hishikata Barabaka Soturia. Nitere Mbrokoswende Brikishende Brababa. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry. Yay, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, just to help you, how can I not pray that the Holy Ghost will fall from heaven? Which is what we do all the time. He's inside of you. Will you begin to understand that and begin to release him? I don't blame you. It's the way we have been taught. Does he come from heaven? Why not? But he's living inside of me. So when I say, Holy Ghost, take your place inside of me. You know what Jesus said? He said, are you a believer? Are you a believer? If your answer is yes, he says, out of your belly shall flow. Maybe Jesus is a liar. You know more than Jesus. Say, let the Holy Spirit take his place in my life and let him begin to flow. Glorifying Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Let me never forget that my life is a hybrid. The Holy Spirit and my spirit are one inside of me if I'm born again. So take your place, Holy Spirit. I trust you to do what you will do. Pastor, you are talking too much of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that you should talk about Jesus. What's your problem? Let him talk about Jesus now. Leave that to him. What you don't understand is that the primary work of the Holy Ghost is to reveal Jesus to you and to reveal Jesus in you. Even Jesus will not even venture to do anything he did on earth without the Holy Ghost. And he warned us. He said, please, make sure you have him before you venture out. May whatever has been confusing me cease today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Every day, he's revealing Jesus in you. In every circumstance, he's revealing Jesus in you. All you need to do is to cooperate with him. That's all. No matter how tough the situation may be, he will reveal Jesus in you. Maka shaka tala barabakas whatever kesheria. Is it in your marriage? Madabakatura baba. Is it in the lives of your children? Madabakatura baba. Is it in the life of your spouse? Madabakatura baba. Is it in your health? Madakatwanda brakashanka debakutura baba. Your finances? Makanta baba. Your ministry? Makanta baba. Holy Spirit. Kamaraba. Shakanda brakatura. Holy Spirit. Madabababa. I turn them over to you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Makashaka tabrakashanka tabrakashura brakashada. Nikatura brakashanda kadabako. Makanta kashaka tabrakashada baba. We share life together with Holy Spirit. Let him do his bit in your life. Let him fulfill his bit in your life. Stop fighting him. Stop competing with him. No, I'm defending Jesus. Who told you can defend Jesus? If the Holy Ghost doesn't help you defend Jesus, you cannot. Let him do what he's here to do. Nakataraba, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. In this church, as the pastor of this church, it is you I surrender to you. We do it together, but you are the one at work. Take your place. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, every blessing that Jesus wrote on the cross through his passion and his death and resurrection, every single blessing that he has made available to you and I can only be made manifest in your life through the Holy Spirit. I'm not joking. So all the fight and the struggle, you don't have to. Just hand over.
Your life is a shared life with the Holy Ghost. But you have been disturbing him. Have mercy, Lord. It's a new era. Remember when Paul and Silas were locked up in the cell? This man said they prayed and they sang praises. What happened?
The Holy Ghost.
I see someone here. This coming Sunday, your testimony, people will look at you like you are strange. In the name of Jesus. Like you are strange. And the usual situation where today we hear it and we are like, hee, and tomorrow we forget. It won't happen to you anymore. The Holy Ghost will sustain us. He will help us. In the name of Jesus. You know, I was preaching in one of the youth conference, and I was telling them the same thing I've been teaching here. And I was telling them, you go check history. Every great man of God that God has used, they came to a place where they began to concentrate on the Holy Spirit. All of them. All of them. Bottom line, that you realize that you can't do life without the Holy Spirit. You can't. If you know it's all your goals, it's Jesus. You will not even see Jesus in the first place if the Holy Ghost doesn't introduce you and help you find him. So what does he come to do? He comes to glorify Jesus. Perfectly, absolutely. But they have a way to put it. He's the one that, see, his coming was first to reveal Jesus to you. If you don't see him, you will never accept him. Then to reveal Jesus in you. So in any position in your life, he will reveal Jesus.
Amen.
I know you have testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give God all the glory. Give him praise. 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 Ah. Woo-hoo. We still have some few more minutes. Now with this understanding, that stubborn problem in your life, I want you to deal with it now. We don't have to waste time. We know what to do now. I want you to deal with that stubborn problem that doctors are wondering if you will ever survive. Say, Holy Spirit. Why? He's the spirit of creation. Come on. He was there until God said, let there be, let there be, let there be. And he did everything. He's the spirit of restoration. That's why you are born again. So just say, Holy Ghost. See this situation? Amen. I tell you. Ah, it's you and I. Help me. Holy Spirit. Go ahead, go ahead. You are coming with your testimony. Yes. Yes. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Marabaka soto bro. No matter how impossible the case may be. Holy Ghost. Yeah. In Jesus' name. So if there are situations that bothers you, so instead of having a sleepless night, honestly, just lie down and say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, it's up to you. Holy Spirit, it's up to you. Continue with that, you will sleep. In no distant future, you will see the problem solved itself. Then you now know that Holy Ghost is really a person. And is the most neglected God. So what do you mean God? God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, the same God. It's easy for us to jump on God the Father, God the Son, but not God the Spirit. In fact, we despise him. But he's a gentle spirit. I'm waiting for your testimony. In the name of Jesus. I want us to now decree what we want to happen to Nigeria. Wait, you say how? Holy Spirit. If you have the power, you go and knock somebody off and say, this is what I want. You go and fight all those ones that are making money difficult for people. You go and fight those ones that are making fuel difficult for people. Say, what do you mean? You wicked people. But you don't have that power. But you have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we turn them over to you. Holy Spirit, help us. Even through the election, help us. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. After what Jesus said, he is your helper. He's your standby. He's your advocate. Maka shakata la bara baka shakata la baba. Holy Spirit. Mande keremo shikada bara baba ka tunde breke shanda bara ka sanda bara ka sore ve. Nei de breke tanda ka de ko shanda bara ka shanda ka de ko sore baka shanda ka de ko sore breke shanda ka de ka sore. Ken de breke sore bara ka shanda ka de ko sore baka Holy Spirit. Maka shakata bara baba. We turn it over to you. 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 We know you are here and you are involved. Remember, you went to bed yesterday, he was there with you. So how much of him did you employ in your situation? You woke up, he was there with you. How much of him did you tell about your current situation? And yes, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. He wants to surprise you. Glory be to God in the highest. Ooh, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Oh, glory. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Shikadaba, nikadabadabadaba. Long prevailing issues. You look for them, you will see them again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I say, even seemingly impossible situation. Holy Ghost! In Jesus' name we pray. A lot of prayer points we didn't cover, but this last one, we cover everything. Just take it to the Lord in prayers. Remind him, Holy Spirit. This one is, Holy Ghost, I need you. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. You will be shocked. That's my confidence. That's my confidence. That's our confidence. Yeah. So, Holy Spirit, move me now. So now you'll be able to stand and say, I don't know what they're asking for there, but I know something. As I have, I'm going to deploy. Holy Spirit. You'll be shocked. Let's give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.